Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer, hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by American Media, a Jesuit ministry. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/examine. That's patreon.com/examine.
I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer that will help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, let's begin with our weekly reflection, which is released every Sunday. November is traditionally the month when we remember not only the saints during All Saints Day, but all the faithful who have gone before us on All Souls Day. So this week may be a good time to ask yourself what part the saints play in your spiritual life. Now, with many people, the answer to that question is that it's either a lot or nothing at all. People who are devoted to the saints tend to love them passionately, seeing them as the church invites us to see them, as both patrons and companions. In other words, as people who pray for us from their posts in heaven and offer us examples of how to live Christian lives. As Karl Rahner said, a saint shows us what it means to be Christian in this particular way. For those of you who don't have much devotion to the saints, might I suggest that you're missing out on a wonderful part of the spiritual life? For myself, I love reading the lives of the saints, which help us to see that not only were they always very human, but that they struggled a great deal. It's also wonderful to be able to call on them for help when you need it. If that doesn't make sense, just ask yourself if you'd ask a friend on earth to pray for you. Most of us would say yes. In that case, why not ask your friends in heaven to pray for you too? And why not start this week? They've been waiting a long time for you to ask. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things, anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one, savor them, and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening, around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Thank you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondiot.